interviewing Drexel Lane Carter at 10:45 on March 26, 1996. The subject of this interview is his life in West Virginia and his experiences in World War II and thereafter. So just go ahead and when you were born, where at?
I was born September 15th, 1925. Big Isaac in Dodgers County. And I moved from there when I was 2 years old. Hearst in Dorset County.
Why?
Well, my father got a job working for the UAP Pipeline Company, so he had to move here. That's where I grew up in, at Hearst in Dorset County. School there. But I had to walk to school 3 miles to a little two-room schoolhouse. I put me 50 children in school there. That's where I got my up to the 8th grade education.
So your dad, that's what your dad did, he worked on a pipeline?
Yeah, for this oil. They transported oil, so they had this pipeline all through the country, and the South Bend Oil Company had tanks at all the wells, and they had pipelines running through that. So they had to keep those lines repaired and pump the oil. Gravity from most of them to their holding tanks at Hearst. That's where they stored the oil. And they had a big line from there that pumped it and the other holding tanks on it over to Allen Bridge. So that's what he done, was kept the pipelines repaired.
So he had to like walk them all the time.
Right, and when they had a leak, they dammed up the creek and just scooped the oil up with little pans and put it back in drums and hauled it back and put it in their holding tanks. Nowadays, you couldn't do that.
So he wasn't a farmer, like, was a lot of people farmers around here?
Yes, they were farmers, but we just had a small garden. We didn't, and a pig. We didn't have any farm. Just worked for the company all his life.
Would your mother do anything?
He just stayed home and took care of us 5 kids.
And you're the middle, youngest?
I have 3 brothers and 1 sister. One brother and my sister is older, and then me, and then 2 younger brothers.
So what did you guys do when you were growing up? For fun, or did you work?
Well, we worked in the garden, raised the garden in a cornfield and potato patch. But when we got our work done, we worked real hard so we could go to the swimming hole in the summertime. And we would help the farmers put up hay. They would and hoe corn. We'd usually, if they had us hard, we would hoe the corn in the morning while the hay was drying. We'd put up the hay in the afternoon. And we'd get, for working in hay, you'd get 50 cents a day. We'd be lucky.
Pretty good
bed, yeah. Well, it was for then. That's about a man would get $1 a day. So we was just kids, so we'd get 50 cents. But if we was hoed corn in the morning and put up hay in the afternoon, we'd usually get all 60 or 75 cents for it a day. But in a long day.
Was there a lot of kids, or was it pretty secluded?
Well, They were scattered. In a 10-mile radius, there was three schools. Her school and the Straight Down School and the Vegas School. So there was between 20 and 40 kids in each school. Maybe some Hearst had 50, because it was the largest of the three schools. So when we was in school in the summer, we'd go from one school to the other, maybe one day a month. In the afternoon, we'd get out of classes and we'd go to the ball game. We'd all walk from Hearst up the Straight Line, or they would come from Straight Line down to Hearst, and we'd have a game.
Did you go to town?
Well, at Christmas, we'd go to town, you see. I wasn't to town very often, just when something big was going on, maybe.
That'd be Weston.
Right. 21 miles from my home. We didn't just run to town every day for anything. When we did go, it was a big deal.
Drive.
My dad had an old car. When it was running, we would drive, and when it wasn't running, we'd stay home.
What was that like back then?
Well, just one main street. We had all the stores, but they was all filled up and doing business. Now, we've been there, the streets is full of cars, but to the stores, there's no stores. We've all moved out.
So you said you went to about the 8th grade. Then what did you do after the 8th grade?
Had to come over to Allen Bridge just for 1 year, for the 9th grade. Went to school. I went to school at Allen Bridge School for the 9th grade. And then going into Weston from there on. But they had the before I went, they had put up to 12 grades at Allen Bridge, but they had cut that out when I got there.
Did you still have to walk?
No, they had a bus going in. You had to walk.
They didn't have textbooks or anything, did they?
No, you had to furnish your own. They didn't furnish them for you then. You just had a reading, writing, arithmetic book, and a geography.
So, let's see. What happened after the 11th grade?
11th grade, I quit and went to work for the Eureka Pipeline. One summer, well, summer up into the winter, and then I was 18, and I had to register for the draft, and I registered on my birthday, and I got my notice in December, I believe, on January the 1st, to go to the Army. Too long to wait.
Didn't work too long. Well, let me back up for a second. Is there any particular reason you had to go to work?
No, I missed 1 year of school because I had trouble with my heart. And so I missed 1 year, so I was behind 1 year from all the rest of it. And I never did like school too good, so I just quit. I didn't have to work because I knew I was going to go to the Army anyway.
The pressure was going on at this time, wasn't it?
Yes, it was pretty rough. The my father didn't get to work. He didn't work steady. Sometime in the wintertime, he'd get laid off. And we really didn't have too much. They made the WPA, you know, they worked the roads, made roads. They knocked the rock and made rock-based roads. That was when Franklin D. Roosevelt was president. WPA, so that sometimes he'd work for them when he wasn't working for the pipeline company. So we had enough to eat. I don't know how we made it, but I don't really feel it this day.
You guys always had like clothes and stuff?
Oh, we always had enough to eat and clothes to wear.
Okay.
But that way, you went barefoot on winter time when it was snowing. Went barefoot all summer, but everybody did that. So it wasn't just a poor, it was just the way it was. I still like to go barefoot if I could stand and walk on them rocks.
We took a little quick break. We asked Mr. Carter about his childhood again. So what, tell me more about you and your brothers and sisters. There's quite a few of you there. Did you get along?
Yeah, we all got along. Well, we had fights like kids do, but we got along fine. And remember when there's an old guy building a cellar, a garage by the house that we rented. We didn't own our house, we rented the house. And so this old stonemason, he was going to build a stone garage there. So he split out all the rock and was hauling them in with horses. And then he raised his own tobacco and rolled his own cigars. So we was intrigued with watching him roll them cigars. So we'd spend a lot of time watching him laying up the rock. And so naturally we decided we was going to try the cigar bit. We sneaked into his tobacco in his car there, and he rolled us up some. They was pretty rough looking, but they'd make the smoke fly. So we got pretty thick. So that was our first trial of smoking cigars. But we made it through that with a green face.
Did you get in trouble?
No, not too much, but then my father, started raising a little tobacco, so he had it hanging up in the barn. So we got over that experience and had a little time to think it over. So we decided we'd try some more. So we got so we was pretty good at smoking it, and we kind of got hooked on it. It didn't bother us near as much, but our dad caught us into that, so he lined us all up there in the yard and made us all smoke one. He thought we'd get sick, but we didn't really get sick, but we kind of acted like we did, so he think the punishment was severe enough. So we didn't get no spanking. So we played all kinds of games. We didn't have very many toys like they do now. But we had this one game we'd play. Good guy and bad guy, cowboys, you know. And so we'd run around the house. We'd get us an old sock and stuff it full of rags, and we'd go around the house and run up and whack the other across the head with it. So Dad always wore a big old wide brimmed felt hat to work. So this one evening he had it laying there on the table by the door where he went in the house, and we was playing this game. So I got his hat and put it on, and they was up playing stick up, you know, and they come up to me and told me, said, stick 'em up. And I put my hands up in the air and grab that hat and pop him over the head with it. So it worked all right until the rim tore off. And I sure hated to see him find it. It was worse than smoking cigars. So he didn't have a hat to wear to work the next day till he finally got him another one.